The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
A very warm welcome to everybody listening then to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers. And for the Monday edition of the podcast, I'm delighted to be joined here in the studio by William Hill Racing Radio pundit, that is Tom Morley. Tom, it's been a while. Are you keeping well?
Very well, thank you, Bobby. Yourself?
Yes, very well, thank you. Have you travelled up this morning?
Yep.
Nice steady run. Was it?
Yeah, it's before anyone else is out of bed, so it was good this morning. It's a good afternoon, on the way home. I'm sure everyone will be up and about by then and wanting to go wherever they're going for their new week.
Did you come up the A1? Is that the way you tend to come?
Yes.
It's one of those sorts of roads, isn't it, where when it's early and it's nice and clear, it's like one of the best roads ever. However, it does get rather busy rather quickly throughout the day.
Yeah, I don't mind it compared to a lot of the roads. It gets busy once you hit Doncaster area. Thereafter, it gets a bit worse.
Well, hopefully you'll have just as good a journey heading home as what you did coming up. Right, let's just have a quick look at what we saw yesterday. Now, we can't go through everything, because if we did, this will be a 4-hour podcast. We'll start first with the big race of the day here in the UK. That was the 2019 running of the William Hill St. Ledger, and it went in the way of Logician. Logician justifying the odds on favouritism for John Gosden and Frankie Dettori. He's now 5 from 5. He beat the Mark Johnson pair back in second and third. And I spoke to John Gosden at Doncaster yesterday, and he said that's him done for the season now, and they're going to be targeting mile and a half races next year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you can't fault the horse at all. Had a cracking season, and not surprising they're going to put him away now, because it does look like a horse who will progress further, given a bit of a break, strengthen up a bit, and come back and fight some more heavy days, I would say. But so far, so good as far as the horse goes. Nice to see a roan horse win.
And just want to say as well, it was two cracking runs from the place horses as well. So Ron Priestley back in second. He's been in great form of late as well. He actually notched up a hat-trick of wins prior to finishing second yesterday in the Ledger. And Nayef Road was a huge price. I think he was about
40-1.
40-1. And I thought that was a huge price for him, considering the fact that on his penultimate start he won the Gordon Stakes at Goodwood, which has always been seen as a bit of a stepping stone and a trial towards the Ledger. I know it didn't quite go according to plan last time out behind Stradivarius in the Lonsdale Cup, but I thought at 40-1, I thought it was a cracking each way shout myself.
You lumped on, did you?
Well, no. I had a small each way, but yeah.
To be fair, it wasn't the greatest strength and depth contest we've ever seen, was it? So,
no.
Outside Logician, and obviously Sir Dragonette in theory ran a little bit below what was expected of it. You know, the rest of the placings were fairly open for anyone to take advantage, and with Sir Dragonette not getting into the places, it opened an extra spot up for one of the others. And Mark Johnson's pair took them nicely, really. Can't fault them, you know.
The big race of the day over at Leopardstown as part of Irish Champions Weekend was the Irish Champions Stakes. It was a 1-2-3 for Aidan O'Brien, and it was magical that came out on top for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore.
Yeah, as you say, I mean, Aidan O'Brien's dominated it totally, and magical. It's probably about time magical, if you like, picked up a big one, had been having troubles with Crystal Ocean and Enable before, you know, for them generally being too good, but Magical had a basically an easier task and was able to, under a pretty, I think, straightforward ride from Ryan Moore, as in he kept it simple, didn't get into any trouble at all, and did it well. Anthony van Dijk obviously ran back to some sort of form in third. Magic Wand was good itself in second. Deirdre, a bit unlucky, wasn't it? Got stuck in a pocket. Possibly that would have come second, potentially, if it had a clear run. So, nice for Magical Willy to get one on the board, I think.
Looking ahead to the action on Monday afternoon, they are racing at the following. It's Brighton, Galway, Kempton, Thirsk and Worcester. Where will be your two selection, please, starting with the first?
Well, we'll go to Brighton to start with in the 4:10 race. And, I mean, it's quite trappy cards. I've got to say, on Monday, I wasn't exactly excited as I was looking through. There was not too much drawing me in. So, in the Brighton 4:10, I've gone with Joyful Dream. It was 43rd time lucky when she broke her maiden tag. Comfortable win it was. And it was over course and distance. Did get beaten over a mile back at Brighton, but then only went and won again. And that was back at this distance as well on the 9th of September. So 2 from 45 sounds pretty average, but 2 in the last 3 sounds a lot better. And when you add that both those were over course and distance, that makes it even better. £5 penalty demands more, but, you know, she's loving life, which is more than can be said for many of the rivals. I thought, you know, De Little Engine should run well, but is pretty exposed and can't get his head in front of the present. Born to Finish, poor surface and trip, I don't think it's optimum. Shoyd, hardly seen that this year. I think Soaring Spirits is an interesting horse. I mean, generally likes it here, but has been out of form and was behind the selection only last week, so I think it's a bit to find. Field of Vision, never won at this trip, and then the other two, Tarzan and Mellow Pearl, I just don't think they're at their best. So whilst Joyful Dream is appearing to like winning all of a sudden, and in good heart, I think there's a chance we can get another victory for her.
And the second selection, please?
We're off to Kempton in the 6 o'clock for that one. And my selection there is going to be the Ed Walker Colt Inflamed. Seems quite exposed in relation to some of these already, but after 3 novice outings, sent off 2-1 at Chelmsford on nursery debut. He ran into Lunar Wish and was well beaten by that, but he beat the rest comfortably. Went back to Chelmsford at the start of the month. I thought he might get revenge on Lunar Wish, but had quite a wide draw. And he was pretty slack at the start as well. Basically never got into the race after that. Stayed on without threatening. We all know that generally if you're held up, it's pretty hard at Chelmsford unless they go a million to make a lot of inroads. So I'm forgiving him that run. And I think at Kempton he can go better. As well, of course, got Oisin Murphy to steer. There's plenty of handicapped debutants, so we might get a little bit of a price as well. And you know, there's numerous dangers. Jungle Book ran well at Foss Lass on nursery debut, but I think Inflame should have the measure of those already raced in nurseries. Archie Watson has a couple of handicapped debutants, but that might say something in itself. If you stuck 2 in, that might suggest that neither are particularly thrown in, because otherwise why would you bother? So I think Inflame might hopefully be a little bit of a price and can confirm an earlier promise from Chelmsford.
Tom, it's a pleasure to work with you as always here on the Daily Racing Podcast. Thank you. Tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Mondays. All the Johns on the radio as well with Gibby, O'Connell and Bab. And it all gets underway at 1:30.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.